are planning to build a $1.6 billion vehicle assembly plant somewhere in the U.S., a plant that could be operational by 2021 and create 4,000 new jobs. A Toyota spokesman won't comment on that report, but a Mazda spokesman did, saying it is going to be discussed later on today. And as Hall of Fame weekend kicks off, the Dallas Cowboys defeated the Arizona Cardinals 20-18 at the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio last night. Tomorrow, the class of 2017 will be inducted. Among the members, quarterback Kurt Warner, running back LaDainian Tomlinson, and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's very humid, partly cloudy skies out there. 30% chance of precipitation. It's already 70 degrees. Weather Underground says for today, August 4th, Friday, TGIF 2017, partly sunny. Patchy fog this morning. Isolated showers this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow in the morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, lower 80s, 50% chance. Beautiful day on Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely and scattered thunderstorms on Monday, chance of rain 70%. Mostly cloudy in the morning on Tuesday, partly sunny in the afternoon, upper 70s. And mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s on Wednesday, August 9th. So 80s and 70s, first week of August, second week of August. Anybody sitting there looking at what's going on? It's like we've reversed July and August this year. Temperatures in the area. 70 in Raritan, 69 in the county complex, 69 in Lambertville. 68 in Frenchtown, 68 in Phillipsburg. 75 in Branchburg. 69 up in Tewksbury and 68 up in Washington Township. Good morning, Hunterdon, the Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
May our hearts be full like our dreams tonight. May we sing and dance till we lose our minds. We are only young if we seize the night. Tonight we own the night. Tonight we own the night.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming along. Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This is The Wanted. We own the night. Well, we're owning the morning right now. Listen, I just heard last night during Chris Markowski's Watchdog on Wall Street show that he has the most eclectic collection of bumper music. Sorry, Chris. It sits right here, brother. I got over 41,000 songs. And I keep collecting them. So you can have second place, but it ain't happening. All right, it's Friday, TGIF. Start planning your weekend. Sunday looks fabulous. Come over to the Patriots game and listen to the harmonizers sing the national anthem, plus a little bit of a pre-concert, pre-game concert. And I hear Spider-Man's going to be there as well. Celebrating Spider-Man Day. It is 8:11. Time for us to check traffic. See what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. HERTTuner.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll give you the alerts that I get via email. You can check highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. And if you had, you would know that there is congestion on 78 at exits 57 in Newark. Delays due to volume. That came out at 7:02, and that's about it. Most people are on vacation, so we probably don't have anything like we're going to feel in about 3 weeks when school starts to hit. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. Mike at the Movies on at 8:40. We'll do three movie reviews. Mike gives me...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We have a great show for you this week. But first, let's start with the headlines. Dull Scotland and Boring Oregon, two small communities united by unexciting names, have joined forces with a third, Blandshire, Australia. Dull and Boring became sister communities in 2010 after a Scottish woman passed through the U.S. town on a cycling holiday, which is something Scottish people do. Officials say the relationship has boosted the profile of both places. Dull officials this week hosted the mayor of the region of Blandshire, New South Wales, at a reception to celebrate the third member of a club dubbed the League of Extraordinary Communities. Blandshire and Boring are both named after early residents William Bland and William Boring, while Dull's name may come from a Gaelic word for meadow. Boring has a population of about 10,000, while Blandshire has about 6,000 people, and Dull is a hamlet with just 84 occupants. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. The Great American Eclipse is going to be upon us in just a matter of weeks now. We need to watch out for it. We need to get ready. It's going to be amazing, but it could be terrifying as well. I know because I live in the state of Oregon, which is in the path of the eclipse. I will be mostly occluded myself, Derek Blair. But with us to discuss these eventualities is Vincent Jenna. He is a psychic, a healer. Vincent, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Derek. This is going to be fun.
I think so. Okay. I'm not directly in the path. I'm maybe 100, 150 miles south. I'm not going to be in the total
occluded range, but I'm close. I mean, I will notice it for a few minutes. I'm going to be mostly in the dark, if that's not the case usually. What are the implications for me, aside from America?
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, it's not so much whether you're in the path of the eclipse; it's the effect of the eclipse is having on the whole world. And the area, this particular part of the world that is showing the eclipse. So you don't have to be in the direct path. You can be off on the side. You can be down the block from it in another state. It'll still have an effect on you if you see it. Okay, it'll still have a pull. It's kind of like the full moon thing.
Okay. My wife is. I mean, we're a couple hundred miles away from the main zone, and I hear you saying this is going to be ubiquitous. This is going to be universal. My wife, as a very practical matter, is worried that maybe we should stock up on extra water, extra canned food, because she's not sure what all's going to happen, how people are going to respond to it, and maybe that's more of what you're getting at.
I know. Well, it actually is based on all superstition that goes way back, way back in BC times, mm-hmm. where people thought that the sun was abandoning them. In China, they thought that there was a dragon that was eating the sun. Okay, so the effect it had on people was the effect that they created themselves, actually even more than the energy effect of the moon blocking the sun. Now, there is definitely going to be some type of an emotional effect, because any time that all the planets have an effect on us. I mean, that's how we form the concept and the theories and the principles of astrology, okay? The mm-hmm. planets have effect. We're energy living on an energy physical planet, and so we're going to be affected by it. It's why the full moon affects us, you know?
It's very interesting. It really says more about us and the way we react to stress and pressure and unusual circumstance than anything else. We're speaking with Vincent Jenna. He is a healer. He is a psychic. And we're discussing the Great American Eclipse. I have some concern about how it's going to impact our political leadership. I almost wonder, are strange messages going to issue forth from our leaders? Are they going to make strange, incomprehensible decisions?
Derek, you mean even more strange than what they've been making already? It's possible. It is possible. I always thought that something is possessing today's White House. So, it could be. I'm telling you right now, do not be surprised. Think of it as amplifying. It amplifies. Mm-hmm. It's an amplification because the energy of the is aligning, right? The sun, right. The moon, the earth, it's coming into an alignment. And in that alignment, it's going to exacerbate. Let's look at people just in general, okay? A person who walks around that's negative and creates their lives based on fears, you're always going to see fear come out of those people. Do they have a chance of reversing that? Of course, that's why I do the work that I do, because there's always hope for people. But those people need to be going for counseling, for healing, for something to help improve their belief systems, their self-belief systems, in order to change the way that they're going to behave and act. And unless that goes on, that's not going to happen. It doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of the choices people make. So if we start and choose to stay in a negative way and frame of life and attitude, then that only negative is going to come out. The positive that can and will come from this is that more people will stand together. You're going to see more unity. You're going to see more love. You're going to see more compassion. passion, because I do believe that all of that is coming about. So to me, the great American eclipse, Derek, is going to create a fortitude amongst those that are in the positive and living off of a positive footing. And it doesn't matter if those who become negative are more negative, because the positive will become more positive, and positive always overtakes the negative. You know the theories of Christmas time, where a lot of people, Christmas and birthdays, this is actually a fact. Mm-hmm. Most people that pass and die, the statistics do show that there are more deaths around Christmas time and around birthdays. Okay, I was a hospice social worker, so I had seen that.
Wow.
And that's because of the energy level during those times are at its highest. Okay, a person's birthday is really high energy. Christmas time around the world is very high energy, very loving, and people feel unconsciously the desire to want to leave or transition, or if there's something wrong with them, that's when they allow the crossing to occur, because it's at a high energy place. So it's the same type of thing. It's what we choose to use this energy for. Coming out of one position and allowing another leader to come into a position is not a negative thing. It's a very strong positive thing, especially if it's for positive reasons, right? So, yes, that can happen. The same thing can happen. I agree with you. I'm there with you.
Excellent. Well, Vincent, Jenna, tell us, outside of eclipses, tell us about some of the work you do.
Well, I'm a full psychic medium. And if you go to my website at vincentjenna.com, and that's with a G-E-N-N-A, you'll find out a lot of the work that I do. My primary work is to help to unblock and release anything that is stopping people from seeing their passions, their dreams, and believing in themselves. So my work is to really get you to create the life that you deserve, and that's what I focus on. And I use my psychic ability and my mediumship skills to be able to tap into the spirit world.
Say your website once more, if you could, sir.
It's vincentjenna.com, and that's vincentjenna.com.
Best to you as we transition through the great American eclipse, no matter what
Absolutely.
It may bring.
Absolutely. And, Derek, thank you so much. And tell your wife, don't worry about it. Wonderful things are going to be happening. She can go out. Make sure you get those special glasses so that way you can look at it.
Gotcha. No, we've got some of those that were sent to us recently. So thank you so much, Vincent. All the best to you.
You too. Bye-bye, Derek.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to NowIt'sTheNews.com.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life, because she gets fed Dynavite and Lico Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit alz.org.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket.
that's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We have a great show for you this week, but first, let's start with the headlines.
Dull Scotland and Boring Oregon, two small communities united by unexciting names, have joined forces with a third, Blandshire, Australia. Dull and Boring became sister communities in 2010 after a Scottish woman passed through the U.S. town on a cycling holiday, which is something Scottish people do. Officials say the relationship has boosted the profile of both places. Dull officials this week hosted the mayor of the region of Blandshire, New South Wales, at a reception to celebrate the third member of a club dubbed the League of Extraordinary Communities. Blandshire and Boring are both named after early residents William Bland and William Boring, while Dull's name may come from a Gaelic word for meadow. Boring has a population of about 10,000, while Blandshire has about 6,000 people, and Dull is a hamlet with just 84 occupants. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. The Great American Eclipse is going to be upon us in just a matter of weeks now. We need to watch out for it. We need to get ready. It's going to be amazing, but it could be terrifying as well. I know because I live in the state of Oregon, which is in the path of the eclipse. I will be mostly occluded myself, Derek Blair. But with us to discuss these eventualities is Vincent Jenna. He is a psychic, a healer. Vincent, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Derek. This is going to be fun.
I think so. Okay. I'm not directly in the path. I'm maybe 100, 150 miles south. I'm not going to be in the total occluded range, but I'm close. I mean, I will notice it for a few minutes. I'm going to be mostly in the dark, if that's not the case usually. What are the implications for me, aside from America?
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, it's not so much whether you're in the path of the eclipse; it's the effect of the eclipse is having on the whole world. And the area, this particular part of the world that is showing the eclipse. So you don't have to be in the direct path. You can be off on the side. You can be down the block from it in another state. It'll still have an effect on you if you see it. Okay, it'll still have a pull. It's kind of like the full moon thing.
Okay. My wife is, we're a couple hundred miles away from the main zone, and I hear you saying this is going to be ubiquitous. This is going to be universal. My wife, as a very practical matter, is worried that maybe we should stock up on extra water, extra canned food, because she's not sure what all's going to happen, how people are going to respond to it, and maybe that's more of what you're getting at.
Well, it actually is based on all superstition that goes way back, way, way, way back in BC times, mm-hmm. where people thought that the sun was abandoning them. In China, they thought that there was a dragon that was eating the sun. Okay, so the effect it had on people, or the effect that they created themselves, actually even more than the energy effect of the moon blocking the sun.
We're speaking with Vincent Jenna. He is a healer. He is a psychic. And we're discussing the Great American Eclipse. I have some concern about how it's going to impact our political leadership. I almost wonder, are strange messages going to issue forth from our leaders? Are they going to make strange, incomprehensible decisions?
Derek, you mean more strange than what they've been making already? It's possible. It is possible. I always thought that something is possessing today's White House. So, it could be. I'm telling you right now, do not be surprised. Think of it as amplifying. It amplifies. Mm-hmm. It's an amplification because the energy of the is aligning, right? The sun, right. The moon, the earth, it's coming into an alignment. And in that alignment, it's going to exacerbate. Let's look at people just in general, okay? A person who walks around that's negative and creates their lives based on fears, you're always going to see fear come out of those people. Do they have a chance of reversing that? Of course, that's why I do the work that I do, because there's always hope for people. But those people need to be going for counseling, for healing, for something to help improve their belief systems, their self-belief systems, in order to change the way that they're going to behave and act. So if we start and choose to stay in a negative way and frame of life and attitude, then only negative is going to come out. The positive that can and will come from this is that more people will stand together. You're going to see more unity. You're going to see more love. You're going to see more compassion, because I do believe that all of that is coming about. So to me, the Great American Eclipse, Derek, is going to create a fortitude amongst those that are in the positive and living off of a positive footing. And it doesn't matter if those who become negative are more negative, because the positive will become more positive, and positive always overtakes the negative. The statistics do show that there are more deaths around Christmas time and around birthdays. Okay, I was a hospice social worker, so I had seen that.
Wow.
And that's because of the energy level during those times are at its highest. Okay, a person's birthday is really high energy. Christmas time around the world is very high energy, very loving, and people feel unconsciously the desire to want to leave or transition, or if there's something wrong with them, that's when they allow the crossing to occur, because it's at a high energy place. So it's the same type of thing. It's what we choose to use this energy for. Coming out of one position and allowing another leader to come into a position is not a negative thing. It's a very strong positive thing, especially if it's for positive reasons, right? So, yes, that can happen. The same thing can happen. I agree with you. I'm there with you.
Excellent. Would Vincent Jenna, tell us, outside of eclipses, tell us about some of the work you do.
Well, I'm a full psychic medium, and if you go to my website at vincentjenna.com, and that's with a G-E-N-N-A, you'll find out a lot of the work that I do. My primary work is to help to unblock and release anything that is stopping people from seeing their passions, their dreams, and believing in themselves. So my work is to really get you to create the life that you deserve, and that's what I focus on. And I use my psychic ability and my mediumship skills to be able to tap into the spirit world.
Say your website once more, if you could, sir.
It's vincentjenna.com, and that's V-I-N-C-E-N-T-G-E-N-N-A.com.
best to you as we transition through the great American eclipse, no matter what
Absolutely.
May bring.
Absolutely. And, Derek, thank you so much. And tell your wife, don't worry about her. Wonderful things are going to be happening. She can go out. Make sure you get those special glasses so that way
okay.
you can look at it.
Gotcha. No, no, we've got some of those that were sent to us recently. So thank you so much, Vincent. All the best to you.
You too. Bye-bye, Derek.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
USA Radio News. With Jules McKay.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the culture of leaking coming out of the White House must stop. Sessions held a press briefing today to announce a task force that will crack down and hunt for leakers.
And I have this warning for would-be leakers. Don't do it.
Today's briefing comes after the release of transcripts of President Trump's phone calls with two foreign leaders. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, I believe I did the right thing and I would do it again. That's what the South Florida Democrat told the Sun Sentinel about her decision to retain an IT staffer for 6 months after he had been banned from the House network and fired by other members of Congress. Schultz did not dismiss Imran Awan until last week after he was arrested on bank fraud charges at an airport while trying to leave the country. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We have with us today Jessica Jackson Sloan. She is the national director and co-founder of Cut 50, a bipartisan effort to cut the U.S. prison population in half. She's also the mayor of Mill Valley, California. Jessica, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning. We hear a lot of folks talk about the prison population of the U.S., far exceeding that of Russia. I mean, it's only one of the many ways Russia is in the news these days. But we've heard about this mm-hmm. consistently. Our prison population is huge. We have an opioid epidemic. First of all, what is driving our prison population? What is it about our judicial system that is packing our prisons? And you know, just what can we start to change about it? But what's the driver? Why are so many folks being imprisoned when perhaps they should not be?
So America started really increasing its prison population around Nixon, and it's just been an uphill increase ever since. There are over 2.2 million people who are currently incarcerated in American prisons or even in jails across the country, and the problem is costing us $80 billion a year. But meanwhile, what we know is that this over-incarceration due to sort of knee-jerk, tough-on-crime response by legislators has actually not even made our streets any safer. What we're seeing now is a trend towards de-incarceration in many states, where lawmakers are realizing that they're throwing a whole lot of money at a solution that's simply not working and, in fact, making the problem even worse.
You hear, and you alluded to, politicians doing tough-on-crime stuff. We saw it back in the 1980s, and you just referred to the fact that Nixon, with his, I guess it was his Law and Order program, was really the first effort in that direction. Is that responding to something legitimate, or is there really just a purely political basis in that? I mean, what problem here are we ultimately trying to solve when we put so many people in prison?
So I would never say it's not a legitimate problem. Public safety is a huge issue, and of course, being a mayor of a town, I know this firsthand. I'm also a mom. I don't want crime on the streets where my children are growing up. So it is a huge issue, and the crime wave that began under Nixon and, of course, increased with heavy criminalization of drugs during the 80s and 90s is a serious problem. But where the issue lies is that we took the wrong approach to solving this problem. We took the wrong approach to addressing crime. And unfortunately, the tough-on-crime approach of putting everybody who has broken a crime into a cage and throwing away the key actually ended up hurting us far more than a smart-on-crime approach in which we actually address the underlying reason people are committing crimes would have hurt us. We know now that if you actually get people who are addicted to drugs the treatment they need, you not only save money on incarceration, but you actually keep families together, restore individuals, and make it where they can become, you know, contributing members of society. So it's very important that we take a look at how we're dealing with crime and whether or not we're actually treating the underlying reason people are committing crimes.
I see so much stigma with regard to drug use in particular, and it seems like not only a cycle that people can't break individually, but a cycle that we as a society can't break with regard to criminalizing people who have a substance abuse issue. We're speaking with Jessica Jackson Sloan. She's the co-founder of Cut 50, a bipartisan effort to cut the U.S. prison population in half. She's also the mayor of Mill Valley, California. We seem to be at a somewhat hopeful moment with regard to this particular issue, it seems to me, because there are a lot of folks across the political spectrum, it seems to me, particularly from a libertarian point of view, and even the Koch brothers have spoken out on this issue, that they're not particularly pleased with so many people being in prison. How hopeful a moment is this in that regard, and how can we use that to get something done about it policy-wise?
Well, I absolutely have hope, and that's why I love working for Cut 50 so much. 4 years ago when Van Jones and I co-founded Cut 50, we set out to do so on a bipartisan level because it took both Republicans and Democrats many, many years of making these tough-on-crime laws to get us into this mess. And we truly believe it's going to take both Republicans and Democrats to get us out of this mess. But in reality, you know, we're working with Koch Industries. We're working with Newt Gingrich. We're working with the American Conservative Union. And we're doing so to identify solutions that are going to shut down this overbloated bureaucracy of prison system that has zero transparency, zero accountability. In fact, costs us $80 billion a year to have a system where 74% of the time it's failing because individuals are actually coming out and reoffending. When there are models such as the drug courts or the veterans courts that show us that if you actually address the underlying reason people commit crime, 75 to 85% of the time, you can keep them from reoffending in the future and let them go on to be contributing members of society.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that this is something that extends across the political spectrum. Really glad to hear that you guys are working across the aisle.
We're working on pretrial detention issues and raising awareness of people who are sitting in jail today. By the way, there's 450,000 of them sitting there because they simply can't afford bail. Bail industry pretrial detention costs America about $38 million a day. That's money that's being spent to house people who could otherwise be back in their communities with their families, continuing with their jobs. And some of these folks are sitting there for months, even years, because they simply can't afford the bail amount that's been set for their release. So the system is really punishing people who are poor over those who actually have financial resources to go home and continue on with their lives while they wait on trial. We're also working on sentencing reform, and especially here in California, looking at how we can enact sentencing reform in a meaningful way to decrease some of these arbitrary long sentences that just warehouse men and women for decades. Both for violent and nonviolent crimes. And we're looking at prison conditions. We recently helped introduce the bill Dignity for Incarcerated Women's Act, which would end the inhumane practice of shackling women while they're in labor, keeping them in solitary confinement, having men in the bathrooms during, you know, while the women are undressed, and remembering this is a population that's largely sexually traumatized. And forcing women to choose between buying the hygiene items they need, such as tampons and toilet paper, or calling home to their families and being having to pay extremely high fees to do so.
Great information. Where can we find out more about your efforts and perhaps join them?
Yeah, so we would love to have your support. We would love to have you learn more at cut50.org. That's CUT50.org, or you can follow us on Twitter, cut_50.
Jessica Jackson Sloan with Cut 50. They're trying to cut the U.S. prison population in half. But Jessica, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property? can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today with Don Brown. He is the author of The Last Fighter Pilot, The Final Flight of World War II. Don Brown, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Derek. I'm so happy to be with you, and thanks for chatting about Last Fighter Pilot today. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. So the flight that you describe here is one that landed on Iwo Jima in 1945.
Right.
Tell us who Captain Jerry Yellen was and indeed still is.
He was and is a great American. Jerry Yellen was a P-51 pilot who arrived in Iwo Jima in the Bonin Islands on March the 7th of 1945 along with several other squadrons of P-51 pilots. We've seen that picture that Joe Rosenthal took of the Marines pushing the flag up at the top of Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima. We actually took Iwo Jima in part to put a fighter base there because we were prosecuting the air war against Japan in large part from Iwo Jima. And Jerry, Captain Yellen, flew the very final combat mission of the war, August the 14th, 1945. That was 5 days after we dropped the final atomic bomb on Nagasaki. People think the war ended with the atomic bomb. It did not. We resumed aerial operations against Japan. Jerry flew the last mission, was attacking an airfield in Tokyo at the moment the emperor came on the airways to announce Japan was surrendering or acceding to the Potsdam Accord. His young wingman, Phil Schlomberg, from Brooklyn, was 19 years old flying a P-51 and was shot down as the two, you know, emerged and ascended from that last attack against the airfield. And Phil Schlomberg is the final combat death of the war. So Cap Yellen flew was the final combat mission of the war, and Phil Schlomberg was the final combat death of the war.
My goodness. So this was like a really key time. We had just dropped two atomic bombs on Japan, and we were waiting, hopefully, for the expected surrender. But we didn't know for sure what was going to happen, and we were preparing for an invasion of the home islands of Japan, to which this could well have been a prelude. What kind of resistance did Captain Jerry Yellen face when he went on this mission?
Well, you are correct. The bomb had been dropped, and President Truman, the last bomb was dropped the night. The first of the 6th, the 2nd of the 9th. President Truman actually called off the bombing for a day to see if the Japanese would surrender. When they refused, right, he ordered us to begin attacking again. And so the pilots were facing primarily anti-aircraft weapons from the ground, because they were coming in low to attacks who were facing anti-aircraft weapons that were flying into the teeth of anti-aircraft fire, especially coming in low enough to strafe a landing field. So it was a highly dangerous mission. The morale was very, very high when it looked like Japan was going to surrender, but when they did not, you know, the pilots were kind of getting, you know, they were prepared for that great final push to invade Japan. They would have been part of the first wave of the air support. So he was facing a lot of resistance, and there was a lot of uncertainty. In the meantime, within Japan, the military was in a fierce internal debate as to whether they should even surrender. A lot of the younger officers wanted to fight on. In fact, on the morning that Jerry took off for his very final combat mission of the war and that flight, there was an attempted coup against the emperor there in Tokyo, unbeknownst to Captain Yellen or to his wingman or any other pilots in the air, because some of the younger Japanese officers wanted to stop that surrender message and wanted to force us to invade, which would have probably cost us a million lives, Derek, if that had happened.
Now, it's incredible to think about what could have taken place at that point. We're speaking with Don Brown. He is the author of The Last Fighter Pilot, The Final Flight of World War II. What is Captain Jerry Yellen's background? Where did he come from? How did he come into this amazing critical fight of the 20th century?
Very interesting you should ask that. Jerry was born in 1924 in New Jersey. He grew up in New Jersey. He was a Jewish kid, never knew what anti-Semitism was until he was in his teen years. You know, worked very hard. When Pearl Harbor was bombed on December 7, 1941, Jerry, like so many other young Americans, were determined they wanted to go and fight for their country. And Jerry wanted to be a pilot. And so he wound up getting accepted in the Army flight program. It was all volunteer then, as it is now. It was the Army Air Corps, then the Army Air Force. He was sent to Hawaii, and then eventually he was sent to the Mariana Islands, to Tinian and Saipan, and then sent to Iwo Jima. He's a great man. In the years since the war, he has worked very hard with post-traumatic stress victims of our other wars, and is a national treasure.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, first of all, post-traumatic stress disorder is not something that was identified as such back in that day and age. It was either called being shell-shocked or having combat fatigue, as I understand it. How did he observe that back in that day? Did he experience it himself, and how has he brought that knowledge into helping others today?
You are absolutely right. It was initially shell shock in World War I, then they called it battle fatigue. But, you know, an inability to concentrate, you know, Jerry was indeed suffering from the symptoms and feeling the symptoms. And really, it wasn't until later on, after in the 70s and 80s, when there became more discussion about it, that he began to realize what it was. And he works with lots of veterans around the country now, veterans groups. And just bringing attention to it is such a valuable thing from a gentleman who has this stature as a national treasure. It brings a lot of attention and a lot of credibility, and it helps us know also that while our attention on treating soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines with PTSD is appropriate, it's really come about in recent years, you know, from the Vietnam War on up. But some of the guys who have been in Korea and even the older veterans now who are still around from World War II face it also, and they, in some cases, also need our help. He went into business, and then he retired, and in recent years, in the last 20 years or so, he has been speaking to a lot of veterans groups. You can find him, he was speaking at the Air Force Academy the other day, a number of flight groups. He's really been devoting the last years of his life, say the last years. Jerry is an amazing man, 93 years old, he still fits in his flight jacket, you know.
Wow.
And I wish I could say, I was a naval officer, I wish I could fit in my service dress blues. So, and he's got a couple years on me. I give him a hard time, but he is doing the best to bring the story up to young people as to what happened there at Iwo Jima and to raise awareness of PTSD. So Jerry and I both believe, and one of the reasons I felt like it was very, very important to write this book,
you know, when we look at the history of World War II, most historians tend to focus primarily on the European theater. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, because that's really, in a sense, where it started, even before, you know, when Germany invaded Poland in 1939, even before we were attacked at Japan and by Pearl Harbor. And so we believe it's important to raise the historical awareness of what happened in the Pacific, and especially what happened with these fires out of Iwo Jima. So he is a man on a mission. He's always been a man on a mission. One of the things that really struck me, going back to the first interview that I saw with him, that really prompted me to want to write the book, when he was at Iwo Jima, he was standing there on that windswept island, and he was going over the names of some of the men with whom he served, and we tell a lot of the stories of a lot of those men in the books, how they lost their lives, how they gallantly served their country as airmen. He said, and I'll never forget, he said, "The greatest honor of my life was to serve my country." And for a gentleman with that type of experience under his belt and the patriotic dedication he gave to this country, it just meant a lot. And he still is there. He is an encourager, and he's trying to bring hope to those who are suffering from PTSD, but also to bring attention and to help us to remember the men who prosecuted the very, very final chapter of the war off of these islands from Iwo Jima and Okinawa and others.
An amazing gentleman, Captain Jerry Yellen. We've been speaking with Don Brown. He is the author of the book about Jerry Yellen, The Last Fighter Pilot, The Final Flight of World War II. Don, where can we find out more about your book?
The book is releasing, of course, August 31st. It'll be in bookstores around the country. Barnes & Noble, Costco's got a bunch of them. Get in there. You can also go on my website at donbrownbooks.com. You can visit me at Don Brown Books. Send me an email if you want, donbrownbooks@gmail.com. There are articles online. Jerry's been interviewed by the New York Post and I understand the Washington Times. And so you can find a lot of information online. But we'd love everyone to pick up a copy of the book and to bring honor to these men who were there at the very end and helped to finish the job that so many others have bravely started.
Fantastic. Don, thanks so much for being on with us today. All the best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Jerry.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill.
USA Radio News. With Jules McKay.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the culture of leaking coming out of the White House must stop. Sessions held a press briefing today to announce a task force that will crack down and hunt for leakers.
And I have this warning for would-be leakers. Don't do it.
Today's briefing comes after the release of transcripts of President Trump's phone calls with two foreign leaders. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, "I believe I did the right thing and I would do it again." That's what the South Florida Democrat told the Sun Sentinel about her decision to retain an IT staffer for 6 months after he had been banned from the House network and fired by other members of Congress. Schultz did not dismiss Imran Awan until last week after he was arrested on bank fraud charges at an airport while trying to leave the country. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.